T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Services today for WSU President Bardo. We've got the story.
Wichita City Council will hold an evening meeting to talk about the new stadium. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We expect to be dry in south-central Kansas today, but rain chances increase tomorrow and tomorrow night. Our complete forecast and the timing of that is coming up.
A self-proclaimed white nationalist is charged with killing 50 people in 2 separate mosque shootings in Christchurch, New Zealand. The country's police commissioner, Mike Bush, says the man acted alone.
I want to definitely state that we believe that there was only one attacker responsible for this horrendous event.
However, Bush says it's possible people offered support to the alleged shooter, a 28-year-old Australian national.
Wichita State University is planning a special goodbye for President John Bardo, who died last week. A funeral procession for Bardo will start at 12:30, wind through the campus before his burial today. The university says the procession will make 5 brief stops on campus, including Neff Hall, where Bardo met his wife in 1974. The procession will include Bardo's wife, other members of his family, and a police escort. Today's funeral service is private. A date for a public celebration of life event is expected to be announced later this spring.
Police are investigating after an officer shot a dog last evening in northeast Wichita.
The incident happened around 6 p.m. outside of a home in the 2100 block of North Erie. Police say 2 officers were finishing up a separate call in the area when they saw a large breed dog on the loose. The officers tried to let the dog pass, but it attacked one of the officers as they were getting into their vehicle. The dog was taken to an emergency vet center for treatment, and both officers are okay. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council is moving the time of this week's meeting Tuesday to accommodate more people who want to take part in talks about the new baseball stadium. Moving the meeting from the morning to evening will allow more people to voice their opinions. Wichita Vice Mayor Jeff Blubaugh tells KSN News they want to clear up confusion about the land surrounding the stadium.
There have been a lot of people want to understand the facts on the 4.5 acres that are adjacent to the riverbank, and we want to make sure the public understands, just because there's a lot of information that was out there that wasn't clear.
The meeting will be at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, City Council chambers at City Hall.
As the field keeps growing for 2020 for the presidential election, many hopefuls are seeking support on the Democratic side.
Those who've declared and those who haven't quite are all on the trail. Beto O'Rourke is traveling in Wisconsin, saying he was born to be in the race. On NBC's Meet the Press, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar says there was no birthright for the job in her case.
Growing up in the 70s in the middle of the country, I don't think many people thought a girl could be president.
She says she's working to dispel that. Another candidate, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, is in Iowa. As for one who has not declared yet, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is in New Hampshire talking to voters, telling them to expect a decision from him sooner rather than later. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
2 pedestrians were critically injured when a vehicle struck them in the Delano neighborhood in West Wichita Saturday night.
Sedgwick County dispatchers say it happened around 10 p.m. in front of the Shamrock Lounge located in the 1700 block of West Douglas. A middle-aged man and woman were attempting to cross the street when they were hit. No arrests had been made, but police are investigating whether or not alcohol was a factor in the crash. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
March Madness this week. KU and K-State are heading west. The Shockers are heading to the south. We'll tell you all about it coming up in sports.
Kansas freshman Congressman Steve Watkins appeared on the John Whitmer Show last night on KNSS. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Kansas freshman Congressman Steve Watkins appeared on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS last night. When asked about his thoughts on the Green New Deal, Congressman Watkins said,
"We're talking about over $600,000 per the average American household for the next 10 years. There's no way we can pass this mystery meat. It's absolutely inconsistent with reality."
Congressman Watkins also gave his opinion on having a law that mandates a $15 an hour minimum wage.
"I think that a contractual relationship between an employer and employee ought to be just that, between them, without burdensome and intrusive involvement from the government. So I don't think it's Big Brother's role to involve themselves in that."
Watkins represents Kansas' 2nd District in the U.S. House. The John Whitmer Show airs Sundays at 7 p.m. on KNSS.
You can't bring home this bacon, nor ham, for that matter.
This pork was pulled by the police at the port. 1 million pounds of illegal pork has been seized by U.S. Customs and Border Protection at the Port of Newark in New Jersey. Agents are calling it the largest agricultural bust in U.S. history. The raid was made to combat the spread of African swine fever, a contagious disease that's killed more than 1 million pigs in China. The virus hasn't been seen in the U.S. yet, but it spreads rapidly to livestock. Already, there are 79 outbreaks of the disease confirmed in Vietnam. People cannot get infected. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Police are warning people in a California city about a scam that plays on people's worst fears.
Cops in Laguna Beach are telling local public and private schools about so-called virtual kidnap cases. Two of them happened in the span of 24 hours. The Orange County Register says somebody phoned two different families claiming they abducted their daughters and demanded a ransom to be wired to a Mexican bank account. The thing is, there were no such kidnappings. Authorities say one of the victims forked over $5,000 before finding out it was a hoax. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic accident now. This is slowing down traffic. Watch out for this one. Eastbound on Kellogg, right around the Seneca Sycamore exits. So right there at Seneca Sycamore. Watch out for the traffic accident there. Traffic update from KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly sunny sky today, temperatures will likely be in the mid-50s by noontime, 60 for the high this afternoon with a southeasterly wind. Clouding up a bit tonight as a trough of low pressure moves our way, our low 41, and we will likely have some showers move into Wichita tomorrow afternoon, our high 59. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 37 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 10 miles per hour. 8:11, Steve and Ted. Here on a Monday morning, spring break's over, kids going back to school, students everywhere, heading back to the classroom today. And it was a busy weekend on the campaign trail. We still have several months before the election, the presidential election, but it's already getting kind of crowded out there. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland is with us this morning from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Rachel.
Well, good morning. There was Beto O'Rourke that officially launched his campaign on Friday, and then Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who I thought was already in it over the weekend, officially launched her 2020 campaign. And then there was a former Vice President Joe Biden, who's not officially announced, but he was headlining a dinner in Delaware and said something to the effect of, "I have the most progressive record of anyone running for the," and he stopped anybody who would run, and then he kind of just hung his head and did the symbol of the cross because, you know, it's a Catholic, and the crowd just ate it up. They loved it. So, look, he's probably going to get in, but what I thought was even more surprising than the gaffe was that he said that he had a progressive record. Now, I always thought of Joe Biden as being more of a moderate, but apparently this 2020 race for Democrats is going to be who can out-progressive the next one.
And what about folks in the middle who say, you know, you Democrats, if you guys could be fiscally responsible and a little less left-wing, we might even vote for you. I got a feeling this might be a bad strategy, Rachel.
It may be, and it makes me wonder if some of the progressives, if whomever he or she wins the nomination, if then they'll shift the strategy and move back to the middle, because there are folks who may not be completely on board with President Trump and then can't go for the far-left policies that they're embracing, things like the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. That's there are people, I don't know how many people I bump into who always describe themselves, you know, say, well, I'm a fiscal conservative and more of a social liberal. There's tons of people out there like that, and people who feel politically homeless. And it seems like both of these parties are running away from each other in opposite directions in a way that leaves a lot of people just empty-handed. So maybe both sides will kind of, I don't know if President Trump will moderate, but maybe both sides will kind of move toward the middle a little bit and try to get those voters who don't really have a home right now.
Does your computer have a special file that it has all the candidates, those who are in and those who may be in? Because it's the only way you're going to be able to keep track of all of them, Rachel.
Yeah, it's called Google.
Figure out who's in, who's out. But it seems to me, just from what I've been listening to Fox and some other sources over the past week or two, it seems to me Biden's getting pretty close to jumping into this thing.
Yeah, and there was a poll, I think it was a CNN poll recent out of Iowa that had him, and remember, of course, we're talking about he's not in it yet, but had him as the favorite, number one pick among Iowans as a Democratic candidate. Number two is Bernie Sanders. So that begins to show you something, because, of course, Iowans with the Iowa caucuses are first, and I do think he'll get in. How he's going to strategize is another thing. But people could talk all they want about Joe Biden's gaffe. I mean, it's part of the reason why, actually, he's very much beloved. Not only that, but his history of, you know, having so much loss in his life and having, you know, a lot of dignity through it all. I think that that people will take him at face value, and but oftentimes it comes down to how much money can be raised. We do know that Beto O'Rourke raised $6.1 million on the first day of his campaign.
Wow. One day.
I think he exceeded Bernie Sanders.
Well, yeah. And when you talk about gaffes, you've got that many Democrats out there running around. There's going to be a gaffe or two from those people. There probably already are a couple, right?
Yeah. Well, Beto has promised he's going to stop swearing in front of children. So that's one.
Well, there's a step.
And he also said that he's never done LSD. I guess that was a question that was asked him. It used to be that the question that was always posed is, have you ever smoked pot? I mean, that's your grandfather's political question now. Now it's all about, have you done acid?
Well, I can tell you.
He says he hasn't.
I tell you, as a baby boomer, there are not many who've done LSD. Not many at all.
I don't think Beto is a baby boomer.
Okay.
he's my age. He's Generation X.
And yet, you know, the other thing is going to be, Rachel, I just thought of this a moment ago, is the demographics of who's going to vote in the 2020 election. Are the younger voters going to come out? And if they do, are they going to be well-informed enough to make a good decision with the way they look at media, you know?
Yeah, I do think they'll come out. And I think that again, Bernie Sanders is appealing to the younger crowd again. He just has a way of doing that. I remember I went to his caucus party in Iowa back in 2016, and there were just tons of young people there. And it was interesting, because here you have this 70-plus-year-old man with all his young people cheering him on and psychedelic funk playing in the background of this kind of dumpy Holiday Inn. When I pulled up to the caucus party, I thought, is this where the event is being held? And indeed it was. And it was just, it really captured what Bernie Sanders was all about. And I could see at the moment why he had the kind of support he did. But in this case, he kicked off this new kind of brand of Democratic policies that everyone's now trying to emulate. I don't know, he may get swallowed up by his own protégés.
I can think one thing we can probably agree on. It's going to be interesting until the voting day. In 2020.
No doubt.
All right. Thank you, Rachel. We appreciate that. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in Washington talking about the campaigning over the weekend. As a couple more Democrats have jumped in. Biden is on the edge over there, kind of hinting very strongly that he's going to be in the race. So, yeah, it's going to be, as I said, going to be interesting here in the weeks and months ahead. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2019, on this date in 1959, which was, how many years ago would that be, Ted? 60?
Mm-hmm.
President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the Hawaii Statehood Bill. Hawaii became a state on August 21st, 1959. There in the 50s,
we had another 5 months to get the paperwork done.
Yeah, Hawaii and Alaska coming on board as new states back there in the 50s. It was an interesting time. 8:17, make it 8:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for sports with Ted Woodward, and we are talking basketball and the postseason tournaments right now. Ted.
March Madness time of the year, and the NCAA tournament field announced yesterday. The 68 teams find out who they are and where they're going. Kansas and Kansas State both make the tournament as at-large selections. K-State got in as the number 15 overall seed in the tournament. They are a number 4 seed in the South region. K-State is heading out to San Jose to open up the tournament. K-State taking on the Anteaters of Cal Irvine. K-State has been in the tournament now 5 of the last 7 years. Wildcats and the Anteaters will play at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon in San Jose. Kansas is in the tournament for the 30th straight year.
Wow.
Which is the longest active streak going right now, and it's already an NCAA tournament record, and the Jayhawks extend it by another year. They've been in for 30 straight years. The Jayhawks are the number 13 overall seed in the tournament. They are a number 4 seed in the Midwest Regional. KU will take on Northeastern in Salt Lake City. That game will be at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Jayhawks going west to Salt Lake, K-State going west to San Jose. 6 teams got in out of the Big 12 Conference. 4 teams got in from the American Athletic Conference. Wichita State got a bid to the NIT. Last time the Shockers were in the NIT, 8 years ago, they won the whole thing in Madison Square Garden. Shocks have been in the NCAA tournament for the last 7 years, back to the NIT this time around. The Shockers will head to the South and take on the Paladins of Furman for the first time ever in men's basketball action. The Shockers and Furman in Greenville, South Carolina. That game will be at 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening for the Shockers. So you got the Shockers on Wednesday, KU on Thursday, K-State on Friday this week.
Yeah,
all lines up pretty
out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's your postseason basketball coming up this week. Speaking of the Shockers, a former Shocker is really doing some pretty nifty things in the NBA. The Los Angeles Clippers yesterday win at home, beat the Brooklyn Nets 119-116. And former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet in the starting lineup for the Clippers had 14 points yesterday, 4 three-pointers. It's the 10th time already here in his rookie season and he's had at least 4 threes in one game.
Wow.
And he leads the NBA for rookies this year with 144 three-pointers. Best rookie three-point shooter in the league right
he's
now.
He's just draining them.
Landry Shamet.
Yep. Yeah.
And helping the Clippers. Clippers are solidly in that eighth and final spot for a playoff spot in the Western Conference. Back-to-back wins for the Clippers after yesterday's win. In women's basketball, the National JUCO Tournament gets underway today in Lubbock, Texas. The first-round matchup has number 13 seed Hutchinson taking on number 20 seed Western Nebraska. That'll tip off at 6 o'clock tonight in Lubbock. The Hutchinson ladies under head coach John Anches are 30-3 this season, and Western Nebraska is 29-3. Heck of a first-round matchup there.
Sure.
Good luck to the Hutchinson ladies at the national tournament. And we had college baseball yesterday afternoon at X Stadium. The Shockers and the Rhode Island Rams finishing up a 4-game series. The Shockers got some good pitching from freshman left-hander Cal Carver. He went 6 1/3 innings, only gave up 1 run. And the Shockers got some help from another freshman batting in the number 9 hole in the lineup, outfielder David Van Voren. Shane Dennis had the call of the game. It was right here on KNSS.
And he rips one into left field for a base hit. Over to try to cut it off is Cavalieri. He can. It'll go to the fence. Around third comes Plastiak. They're going to wave him in, and he'll make it without a play. David Van Voren hit a tracer into left field and scoring all the way from first is Jake Plastiak.
Van Voren, the freshman, 2-for-3 at the plate yesterday, scored a couple of runs, drove in a couple, had a double. And the winning pitcher, like we said, freshman Cal Carver, now 3-1 on the season, only gave up 1 run. They'll talk about it. The Shockers won the game 5-1. Wichita State has won 3 of its last 5. They'll talk about it tonight on the WSU Baseball Coaches Show with head coach Todd Butler. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Broadcasting live from AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. The FBI's treatment of Hillary Clinton.
That's on the way. Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.